Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
He is the Superfly of boxing, folks, and I say that in a positive way because Andre Ward carries himself well in and outside the ring. Andre, very good morning to you, sir.
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing just fine. How's Tiffany and the family?
Everybody's good and happy that Daddy's home and that he's safe and everything worked out. We got the victory, so everybody's happy.
Okay, let's talk Edwin Rodriguez for a minute. He came in undefeated. How did he get a $1 million purse? Are they gonna have to pay guys a fight you now? It's super seven figures to get in the ring or what?
Well, I mean, it was a lot of different things behind the scenes that afforded that kid that kind of payday. You know, he had never made close to that amount of money, and him asking for as much as he did, you know, pretty much, it held negotiations up for months. And it went from me, you know, battling with my promoter and basically telling him that, you know, that's, and the caveat to what I'm going to say, I think it's hard to make a dollar in this sport. So, you know, I don't ever want to try to block another man's money and that kind of thing. But the only problem is when we're eating out of the same pot, the more he gets, that affects what I get. So it just, at the end of the day, it boiled down to me making sure that my number was what it was supposed to be. And then from there, you know, he's not playing with my money anymore. So it's up to the promoter on what he wants to pay him. And I left that in Goosen's hands. So, you know, I was satisfied with what I got. But I do think he was overpaid, you know, just being that he hadn't really, you know, he hadn't beat any top fighters leading up to our fight. So, he got grossly overpaid.
We're talking with Andre Ward, folks, 2004 Olympic gold medalist and probably the best fighter pound for pound in the world as we sit here in 2013, approaching 2014. Of course, he is the undisputed world 168-pound champion. That's super middleweight. He's 27-0. What can I say? When's the last time you lost a fight again? Who was President Carter?
No, I didn't think I was born, but, man, I lost count. I mean, honestly, I lost count. I think either 14, 15, or 16, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
King's Gym. Wasn't it King's?
No. It was a local tournament, yeah. I think, in Southern California or something like that. But at the end of the day, man, I don't keep track. It's in the back of my mind. But I just love to compete. I love to compete, Pedro, and I love to win, man. And we've been fortunate to stay focused, stay locked in, and keep racking up the victories. And then when you stay locked in like that, you look back and you say, wow, it's been, you know, 10 years, 15 years since I've lost. And it's an amazing feat. It's something that doesn't get talked about a lot because my team doesn't talk about it. But we still got a lot of work to do. So we got another victory, and I'm just looking forward to the next.
Okay. Andre Ward's our guest. Back to Edwin Rodriguez. Didn't show a lot of class or professionalism considering he was getting paid as well as he was. What did he?
Nah, you know, I didn't know Edwin personally. I knew about his story, and him and his wife have a tremendous story. They have, two special needs children, and they seem to do a great job just dealing with that and raising the kids up the way they're supposed to. And I never had personal dealings with this kid, but just with the negotiations and even, you know, a lot of the stuff he said leading up to the fight and even the way he acted during the fight, man, and even post-fight, I just lost a lot of respect for him, you know, from a personal standpoint as a man, because, you know, and I think he's only a year younger than me, but I think, you know, he wasn't used to being at that level, dealing with the media and having as many questions to answer. And a lot of people were in his ear, and he just kind of said whatever he was told to say and said whatever came to his mind. And, you know, I don't expect him to respect me from the standpoint of, you know, overly respecting me because we were getting ready to fight and he's supposed to come and try to take my belt. But from a business standpoint, you know, you just got to watch what you say. And if you say it, you need to mean it and know what you're talking about. And he just fell short in that area.
Okay. Andre Ward's our guest, folks. Of course, he is the world 168-pound champion. Question for you from a reader. How can you escape the shadow of Floyd Mayweather?
Man, I don't really think it's a shadow. I look at it like I think it's a blessing to be compared to this guy. I think it's a blessing to be right behind him on the pound-for-pound list. I mean, if you look at the length of time that he's done it and the length of time that I've done it, I don't look at it like I'm in his shadow. Now, if we've done it the same amount of time and, you know, his career is just constantly overshadowing mine and we're kind of neck to neck, you know, I can understand that. But you got to look at it. I'm a lot younger than Floyd. Floyd's 30-something years old. He's 34, 35 years old. I'm still 29. Like, I feel like I'm right where I need to be. I don't look like it's a shadow at all. It's an honor to be in the same breath with a guy like that. And, he during his career, it's not like he's retired. So we're both active. He's number one. I'm number two. I think it's a tremendous blessing. It really is.
Gennady Golovkin, how good is he?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can tell how good any fighter is until they fight the best. And I don't think that, you know, Gennady has fought the best yet. But that being said, he's done what he was supposed to do with the guys that he was in the ring with. And I don't have a bad word to say about him. It's a fight that a lot of people talk about. If he's willing to come up, and I'm still at 68 at that time, I think it would be a tremendous fight, even a pay-per-view fight, because he's got that, you know, he's got that boogeyman status that some guys get where it's almost an invincibility about him because of his punching power and the way he's getting these guys out of there. And, I mean, I don't buy that kind of hype. I think he's a good puncher. I mean, obviously he can punch. But as a fighter, I don't look at it like that. You know, I'm not afraid of another man because he has a certain strength. We, you know, as a fighter, I look at a guy like that and I acknowledge his strength but also see holes. So I think that'll be a tremendous matchup down the road, but he's doing a good job right now.
Okay, we're talking potential opponents with Andre Ward, of course, the world 168-pound champion, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, the last American to strike gold in the Olympics. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the spoiled brat at 168. He's spoiled. I mean, you know, no, you laugh because it's the truth. He's spoiled. Talk to me about him.
That's what they say, man. I don't know. I don't know the guy personally. I mean, he seems to have some discipline issues, that's for sure. Now, whether that comes from being spoiled or just not being dedicated, I don't know. But he's a guy that if he keeps it together, he continues to win. I mean, he's going to have to do better just from a fan standpoint, a media standpoint, than he did against Vera. Like, you know, taking nothing away from Vera.
Vera
that's
beat
a
him.
Fight that is supposed to, you know, be a tough fight. He's supposed to either dominate or stop Brian Vera. That shouldn't be, you know, a down the stretch, you know, whoever wins the last round wins the fight type of fight. And I think a lot of that had to do with his lack of discipline. I think he trained for the fight, but I don't think he trained the way he was supposed to. So that kind of set him back and set a fight back with me and him. But, you know, you're always one fight away from people, you know, being right back in the forefront of people's minds. And that's a big fight. If he maintains, I maintain, that's a major, major fight at 168 pounds. A possible rematch with Carl Frosch, even though I don't know if he wants to fight. I don't think he wants to fight if he beats George Groves tonight.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of fights that I'm looking at. And then even, you know, light heavyweight at some point. I don't know when that is. I'm going to let my trainer and my godfather, Virgil, take the lead on that. You know, if it was up to me, I would have went up probably 2 years ago. But he said, hey, not yet. You're not ready. Not that you're not ready to fight those guys, but physically, you're still a super middleweight. So, you know, there's movement. There's movement at light heavyweight. There's movement at super middleweight. There's movement at middleweight. And I just don't buy it when people say I have nobody to fight. There's guys out there, and my team's job is to go find an individual.
But you have cleaned out the 168-pound division. I mean, everybody you're talking about fighting at 168, with the exception of Chavez, you've already beaten.
Yeah, but I think a realistic rematch is probably Carl Frosch because, you know, he's very arrogant. He talks a lot. And he's convinced him to his fans that, you know, he'll do better the second time around. And it's not a fight that I'm chasing, but, I mean, if he feels like he can do better, I'll happily oblige him. And I think that's a big fight because, believe it or not, I have a really big following in the U.K., really big following. And I have a following, obviously, here in the United States. And I just think that if we come together, because the bad blood is real. We really don't like each other. It's not something that's fake. And I think people will sense that and feel that. And if we fight again, he said that the only way he feels he can beat me is by knockout, and I'm definitely going in there to stop him because I felt like I could have stopped him if I didn't go into our first fight injured. So it's just I just think it's a lot of intrigue with that situation. But, yeah, I've been fortunate to beat a lot of top guys at 68, but there's always movement, like I said, at 60, you know, 75 and even 68. And, you know, a guy is one fight away from being that guy. So I don't worry about not having anybody to fight.
Okay, of course, Carl Frock, 31-2, 22 KOs, almost You know, those little scorecards were pretty, were sort of close when you fought him, but I thought you like waxed him.
I think he succeeded. I think Frotch succeeded pre-fight with a lot of the, you know, the banter and the complaining about getting a fair shake, and I think those two judges overcompensated. I mean, believe it or not, the English judge had the farthest margin. I think it was 117-111 or 118-110.
Yep.
And he's from England, and I think he saw it correctly. But I think, you know, and this is a strategy guys use. He just got in the media and you know, just really complained about getting a fair shake. And I really think those two judges overcompensated. But, I mean, if we fight again, it's not something I'm trying to let go the distance. Frotch gets hit a lot, and he can be stopped. He's not invincible. He can be stopped.
Is there anybody that is invincible? Are men invincible?
No, I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, a native San Franciscan, not from Oakland, a native San Franciscan. Of course, Oakland's his base, and so is for the Tower of Power. Bottom line is, you are the Tower of Power of boxing, Andre Ward. Good luck to you, continued success, and we look forward to talking to you real soon, sir.
Anytime, Pedro. Thank you, buddy.
All the best. Andre Ward, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.